Welcome to Takeology with your three boys in the lab so you can do the cooking. We have finally got all three of us back here today. It is good to see your two beautiful faces, Matt and Avery. Boys, how are we doing?
We're feeling good. We're feeling good. We took the L this week, but we're still having fun watching football.
Man, Dynasty team's rocking and rolling, so no complaints there.
I just have mid teams on both sides. I'm roughing it out. You know what I mean? It's frustrating. You think when you do a podcast for fantasy football, we'd be good at it? I haven't seen that so far for myself. So it is what right. It is what it is.
Someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to be it. And it's me. So me and Avery. Well, other than Avery's dynasty team, I guess, right?
I'm doing good in my other league as well. Just our redraft league. Just bad draw.
It is what it is. You had CMC. I mean, what else can you do when he's out? You know what I mean?
Yep.
We don't really have too much of a lab report today. So honestly, we're just going to jump right into this bad boy. We're switching it up a little bit this week. We'll be back tomorrow talking about a few things. But we're doing a full week 8 recap other than the game going right now and tomorrow, Monday Night Football, today. So if you didn't catch any football all day today, we can be your source for all of your football needs. But talk about some good freaking games today, boys. I'm excited actually to get into diving a few of these because it was just good offense. It was electric football, and it was just about time. How'd the Hogs do this weekend? I didn't even – did they win?
We whipped them.
Okay.
Both sports. Basketball, football. Don't matter.
Who'd y'all play?
Basketball, we played Kansas, number one team in the country, I might say, and we kicked their ass.
Whipped them.
Made them look terrible.
There you go. Okay. Go Hogs, huh? Football, who'd y'all play?
Mississippi State.
Oh, dude. The fake Bulldogs.
They're terrible.
Are they the Cowbells? Dude, they just infuriate me when they pull out those Cowbells. It just makes me mad. Georgia didn't play, so I can't talk about them this weekend. But go Hogs, huh? Okay. 2-0 this weekend. That's good.
We'll pick, baby.
Your Chiefs today, too. We'll talk about them here, our second game on the slate. But
it's nothing there.
My gosh, dude. This guy.
I picked the Raiders because Matt said, if you're going to pick against them, make them when they play the Raiders. I was like, why not?
Hey, to be fair, it looked like that at the beginning.
It was a close game. Minshew Magic, I mean, dude, it was a good day of games. So we're gonna start off with the Atlanta Falcons versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2.0, right? This game was good the first time they played, what, 2 weeks ago, I think? And they're back at it again. And what I think really shocked me, and I'll just throw it to you guys after I say this, Baker Mayfield, even without Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, still got his. I mean, can he do it with anybody? Is that what we're hearing? The Bake Show can do it with it. I mean, he lost. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. So, I mean, boys, real quickly, touch on this game a little bit. Throw me what you see as the highlights here, the things you notice that's best out of this game that help us in fantasy, right?
The best thing is easily Cade Otton. With these two top receivers going out, Cade Otton looks like he's going to be getting peppered with targets. Looks like he's Baker Mayfield's favorite. So – If he's out there on a lot of waiver wires, so if you don't have a tight end that you feel comfortable with, go pick him up. That's like if you have a system where it's fab, like in your waiver wire system, go spend all your fab on him because it's later in the season, and he's a guy that can change your team. I had him in the league, and he basically won me the week. So I'm not saying he's going to do that every week, but if he's going to get this amount of targets every game, he's an automatic pickup.
100% agree. 10 targets is crazy for a tight end. And this offense is just – I don't know. I don't know why, but it seems like this team can just move the ball so well. It's just crazy. Avery, how about you?
Yeah. I don't know. Cade Otton's really a good pick, but on the other side of the ball, we got a guy named Kyle Pitts balling out. I'm just saying. Tight end, I believed in the start of the year. It was looking pretty bad after the goose egg, but, hey, he's picked it up. Now – Out of the four out of five, two of them are really the big plays. But, hey, you take what you get sometimes. But I don't know. Baker Mayfield, I'm not really high on this team because you lost your top two. Mike Evans will be back week 12 or something right after their bye. So we'll see. Kirk Cousins is just keeps balling, so I keep playing him. And finally, we got, I think, three good games in a row from Bijan Robinson. So, you know, finally looking up 24, 21, and 19. So I'm pretty happy with it as a Bijan owner. Not going to complain. I do not like that Tyler Algier gets 12 carries a game, but that's not going to change. That's a fact, and just not going to change.
We thought it was an Arthur Smith decision, but it seems like this organization just loves the guy. It doesn't matter if Bijan's back there or not. Before we jump to the next game, though, I did want to say that Rashad White kind of is starting to look like what he did before, right? Just, I mean, obviously on the ground, he only had 29 yards with six carries, which isn't exciting. Bucky Irvin outsnapped him there. But in terms of the passing game, Rashad White is doing exactly what we thought he would. And I think without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, that will continue. So be on the lookout for that. I think a lot of people are kind of benching him because of how bad it was. So don't be afraid to starting him on a team that, or depending on matchups for sure. So good game.
Also, can you believe, I'm looking at it right now, Drake London's wide receiver 4, but Darnell Mooney's wide receiver 17. So this offense is keeping it up, and Kyle Pitts is tight end 6. This isn't a bad offense. I don't know if they can keep it up all year, but hey, I mean, they're producing some guys, and Darnell Mooney's kind of, what a gem. You got him on the waiver wire week 2 or something, and he's balling.
I didn't see that coming, to be honest with you. So kind of crazy. It's waiver wires are so important. Like, if you can get a guy that's going to win you a league that nobody thought of off of a waiver, not even a draft pick, I mean, that's huge. So be looking out for Kate Otten. And if you don't already have Bucky Irvin, most teams should. Bucky Irvin's a guy also to have out there. So I'm sure he's gone in most leagues. He's rostered. Next game, really this is going to just be Matt just yapping about his team, essentially, I feel like. But Chiefs beat the Raiders. We all know the referees made some bad calls, as they always do on a Chiefs game. It's just how it goes. We all know the referees threw their flags to help the Chiefs. We understand that. But the Chiefs pulled through, and Patrick Mahomes, honestly, kind of looked a little fantasy relevant this week. So, Matt, just talk to us about your Red Kingdom, okay?
Well, first off, I would like to say we were more penalized than they were today. But
there it is. There it is.
Put that aside. The Chiefs basically, I mean, it looked a little dicey there at the beginning. It started out 10-10, and then we kind of controlled the game after half. In the limited snaps he played, it looks like Hopkins is going to be – he's going to be targeted when he's on the field. I know he wasn't on the field much, but out of the three times we saw him, whether it was on third down, end zone, just whatever, he was targeted all three times. He caught 2 out of 3. So, I mean – it's exciting for a Chiefs fan because our receivers are truly terrible. Xavier Worthy, you're going to see him used just kind of as a gadget guy. So he's kind of go big or go home every week because you're just hoping for the touchdown. So he's not really fantasy relevant. But it was exciting to see Travis Kelce's day. He had 12 targets, 10 receptions for 90 yards. And he finally got in the end zone, which I know every fantasy owner has been wanting. And he's finally looking – I mean, he's looked good all year. It's just the fact that he's been doubled. So, with DeAndre Hopkins on the field now, hopefully that takes away some attention from him. And then Kareem Hunt, he did what he's going to do. He's going to get a lot of carries. The yardage wasn't necessarily there this week, but he did have a touchdown. So, I think if you started him, you're happy. Then the Raiders side, it's basically Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers. That's basically it over there. Now, Alexander Mattison, he has scored a lot of touchdowns, but he's super inefficient. So you're basically only happy with him if he gets in the end zone. And that's a pretty dicey play to do every week. So if you're struggling, though, he does usually get in the end zone. So you can at least hope for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a guy to be looking for. What you got?
I was going to say, my boy Kareem Hunt, everybody was like, what you picking him up for in Dynasty? You picking him up way too early. He's kind of balled out. He's kind of been him, I would say. Now, going on Patrick Mahomes, he's QB9 this week until the Russell Wilson just puts up 50 tomorrow night. Just saying.
This guy.
Put him at QB10 already. But I thought it was funny. Patrick Mahomes has thrown an interception each game. When our friend Alex said that, I was like, no. mad about it. But it just is. Now, most of them haven't been on him, but it just, I don't, it's one of those fluke things that he'll stop throwing them. It's just weird. But talk about, I just wanted to point out, you hit all the highlights, but what a bad draft pick Zamir White is. Just today, he had 2 carries for -1 yards. Got out snapped by Amir Abdullah. So Zamir White's just bad. That was just a bad draft pick. That's about all I got. Brock Bowers is going to be the #1 tight end at the end of the year. Well, I don't know, because Fields just caught another touchdown. So it's going to be between him and Kittle for the race. But what an insane pickup Brock Bowers was. You got him in like the 10th round and redraft. So absolute steal. Guy that's consistent. And like you said, they don't have any other weapons on this team. So it just is what it is.
This team is all Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers.
Yeah. Brock Bowers is him. We just, I don't know if you noticed, we doubled him the entire game.
You did.
And he still had a decent game. I mean, you honestly can't hardly go, he's like a younger Travis Kelce. He truly is. He's gonna, well, I disagree there. But he's gonna dominate fantasy seasons for years. Hopefully he gets off the Raiders, because I hate the Raiders. But
I was gonna say, it took Travis Kelce a couple years in the league to find his footing, but Brock Bowers is just doing it right out of the gate. So this guy's just insane. He'll have a long career regarding, as long as he's not injured, but that's your big hope without tight ends, no injuries. Those are some big boys.
They're using them all over the field too, which is a huge part. I mean, this guy, it's crazy how they're using him. I'm glad he's doing well there, but I do hope he goes somewhere else. But that team is truly just Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers. Alexander Mattison might get some work there. But Zamir White, yeah, it's just so disappointing to see how highly stout he was in terms of drafts and how bad he's been. I mean, that's how it goes really at the end of the day. But it is what it is. But
are we going to be undefeated? I know you guys don't.
The whole season?
Yeah, I know you guys don't want to even entertain that. And I will say, if we're like, just for hypotheticals, if we get to the end of the season, we're like 13-0, 14-0. If we have the one seed locked, I think they're going to sit guys. But if we were to that point, do you guys think it's even possible to get to that point? Because if we get some of these guys back, like health-wise, Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, I mean, this team already is loaded. And we've had some injuries in the secondary, so that's going to hurt us a little bit when we play better passing teams. But do you guys think that that's a possibility? Because this team right now, it might not be pretty every game, but we just find a way to win.
I was watching the game, and they pulled up a graphic of how many like injuries they had into receivers, and just like seeing the names that were on that list, I was like, this team is sneaky like crazy. Just of the talent they have in the receiver room when all these guys come back. Even Pacheco, they didn't have him up there. It was just the receiver room. So Kareem Hunt, Pacheco in the backfield. I mean, this team's crazy good. So I think with the injuries that come back and the defense is solid, I think it's possible, honestly. Just with how good Patrick Mahomes is to keep somebody in a game, where if you give him a final drive and you keep it close all day, Patrick Mahomes can win you a game. So it's just such a good team. And, I mean, you can't it's hard. You hate to say this as not like a Chiefs fan, I guess. But Andy Reid also is just such a fantastic coach. So even with bad weapons, he's done well. So it's possible. I mean, your schedule gets easier the rest of the year. So you've already got through the gauntlet, I feel like. What do you think, Avery?
There's this team in week 17.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you got to play Christmas Day. It's going to be for the one seed in the AFC. Just saying, watch out. Just watch out.
There it is.
I mean, the Ravens got beat by the Browns today. Come on. What a joke. But no, I think you definitely have a chance to. I would disagree though. I think you definitely played a tough schedule to begin with, but I don't think it gets any easier. You get the Bucs, who you're probably going to beat. I'm looking at the schedule. Then you got the Broncos, who are a good you'll probably beat them, but you'll get beat up that game because they're just a hard end defense. Then you get the Bills right after them, which is like, it's just crazy. And then you get the Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns. Easy, easy, easy. And then you get the Texans, Steelers, and Broncos. So I definitely think there's a case, but it's so hard to go now 17-0 in the news. But like you said, if they're undefeated in week 14 and there's not a team within 4 games of them, there's no point in playing. I mean, you're playing for a quarter and then be like, why even risk the – we're not playing for a 17-0 season. But as long as you can avoid injuries, we've just seen some fluke things like Chris Godwin in 34 seconds left in the game gets his ankle snapped essentially. So you can't do much about injuries. But yeah, I think you're definitely, I mean, your last undefeated team for a reason. And I mean, I could definitely see him going a good ways, but I think they'll lose one because this is so hard to come in and out. Like this week, the Raiders played good, and everybody's going to play their best against you because you're the number one team in the NFL. So it's just hard when everyone's bringing their best. But you'll probably, I could definitely see it like 15-2 or something. Like just an insane record.
I'm Carson Wentz could do it. Christmas game. I am so excited.
Christmas Day present for one of you guys. It'd be a good Christmas Day, one way or another. We'll have to do like a special edition, I guess. You know,
I mean, Steelers have put up 32 points in two straight games. That ain't happened since 2000.
The Steelers have impressed me. They really have. I didn't think they'd be where they are, especially going in between quarterbacks. And Justin Fields has showed nothing in the NFL, and then he comes in there and plays well for you guys. It looks like you've resurrected Russell Wilson, so we'll see what happens there because he looked great last game.
I told you Arthur Smith is not a bad offensive coordinator. He did this with the bad Titans, and I knew he'd be decent. He's not – some guys just can't be head coaches in the NFL. That's just a fact. Like Robert Saleh, he's not a bad – he's a great defense coordinator, just not a good head coach, and that's just the reality. Some people just aren't built to be head coaches.
That's valid.
And the new Jets head coach is terrible. Oh, that's an awful. I would hate to be a Jets fan. I am so sorry.
Zach Wilson did better with that. That's just that's just crazy to think of. The hype behind Aaron Rodgers that Zach Wilson had a better record with worse, in all honesty.
Well, their defense isn't even great now. Like it's just I don't know. I would. Let's move on because I hate talking about it. It's just sad. It really is.
It's frustrating, honestly, for football. But they're the new Browns, honestly, is what it is. All right, next game. This was Thursday Night Football, and this was a really good game too. And I honestly, like either of these teams that won, I would have been okay with it just because I like both these organizations. I like the quarterbacks they have. They have good head coaches, just good teams. Vikings versus Rams, such a good game. And – I mean, Matt, what were you saying about this trade that was rumored? I mean, talk about that a little bit real quick.
Yeah, so there was a legitimate trade. Like, this was multiple sources talked about this. The first one was Jack Settleman, but the Vikings and Rams were in negotiations, or not negotiations, but just trade talks on basically switching Stafford and Darnold straight across. And honestly, it sounds just absurd because of our prior knowledge of Darnold's career. But honestly, if Darnold kept playing at the level he is, and he played good against the Rams. He just happened to get beat. But if he keeps playing at this level, it would make sense for the Rams to trade for him because then they can extend him and have a quarterback for the future. Because Stafford is, I mean, he's an old man. He's not going to be playing in this league for much longer. But right now, if you want to win a Super Bowl, he's a guy that you can get and just it automatically makes your team better. And the Vikings are honestly, they have a roster that can compete for a Super Bowl. And it just seems, I mean, Darnold has played well, but he has his limitations. I think we've all seen it. So it makes sense, that trade. But with the Rams winning, it looks like that trade is kind of out of the picture because the Rams are back into
playoff contention.
Yeah, they're in playoff contention. So it doesn't look like the trade's going to go through, but. That was a very interesting storyline going into that game because Darnold was basically – he was playing for his role on the Vikings basically. So it was a crazy thing that popped up before that game.
Do you guys think that call at the end was missed?
It was terrible. Yeah. There was four refs looking at that. Yeah. I don't know. We brought this up in our group chat. I don't know how they're going to fix this. But there is so many calls that are missed, and they're deciding games. Like, I know this sounds bad from a Chiefs fan because we are on the good side of a lot of these calls, and I'm not afraid to admit it. But these are literally costing franchises games. And it's not like they came out and said the head ref said they didn't see that. No one was in position to see it. There was four guys looking at him. It was honestly just terrible. It looked like they wanted the Rams to win, which I don't know if that's true, but. It looked awful.
Jared Verse after it even was like, making a reaction, you know.
He thought he just cost his team a 15-yard penalty, and they ended up not – it's just awful. I hated watching that.
My take on it is, like, they've been using this replay assist thing to get all these spots on the – like, tonight there was a thing on – who was it? Oh, the Niners punter was trying to return a punt, like catch a punt. He called a fair catch and got hit. Well, the refs didn't see it because it was a slight contact, but you could clearly see it in the replay, and the official and the head, whatever crew guy was like, yeah, that should have been called. Well, what's the point of it, replay assisting if we're not going to use the replay assist? I just don't get it. I get there's a human element to the game, but like you said, it's just costing. I remember you're talking about the Chiefs. The other blame one was like the Kyle Pitts PI, the face mask. Those are really the only two I can remember this season that's like in the game. Now, the Vikings would have had a drive down the field, score, get a two-point conversion. So it's not like just the end of the world. But, yeah, it's definitely agitating. But on the bright side, Kyron Williams is an absolute dog. I wish I could have just – if I would have known, the first two picks in the draft, if you redo them right now, are probably like Kyron Williams, Saquon Barkley, and Derrick Henry, probably in one of those three orders. Because wide receivers have really been underwhelming this year for the most part. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are elite. But these guys are just crazy. Like, these running backs are just insane. And Kyron Williams, you always think, ain't no way he can do it. The Vikings had held every running back to under 70 yards, and he went off for 97, so essentially 100, which is just crazy. Now, I'm just saying, as soon as I knew that Puka Nacua was playing, I hammered the Rams' money line. It was the most free money I've ever won in my life. I knew. Because the Rams, they always do this. They get kind of like the Bengals. They get down. It is what it is. And then next thing you know, they're balling. Don't know why or how it just happens just this point in the season. But watch out for the Rams to make probably a little bit of noise here soon. So that's just what I think. But Aaron Jones is a little old, but he'll still be fine. And that's about it. Jordan Addison, though, posted something like free 13. He ain't happy right now. I can tell you that. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe the next Pittsburgh Steeler, because before this talk, not only was Sam Darnold and Matthew Stafford rumored, but also it was rumored they were going to trade Cooper Kupp. And every Pittsburgh fan thought we were going to get him because he's old and no one's going to want him, but ain't happening. Make that number three on the year we didn't get. So we're going to end up getting Mike Williams or somebody.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah,
We called about Cooper Kupp, and they were willing to take on a salary. They just wanted a second-round pick. And for a guy that's so injured, that's a high price. But, yeah, he basically nailed it on the head. It is weird. The Vikings are spreading the ball around a ton. Besides the Jefferson, he's going to get his work. But, like, Naylor is involved. Pretty much, I mean, both tight ends, everybody's involved. And Aaron Jones, yeah, it is nice that he's the full workload there. He's getting everything, but he's an older guy, so you kind of just he is what he is. He's kind of like James Conner. He'll be consistent every week, but they're not gonna just blow the doors off like Kyron will. Kyron, I'll hand of accountability there. The punt thing, irrelevant.
It was stupid. You gotta
draft him. That was just we literally said when we were talking about that we can't overreact, and we did. And he dropped in a ton of drafts. He is fantastic. Avery didn't overreact. Me and Alex did.
Yeah.
He looked phenomenal. Even when they didn't have any receivers on the team, he was fantastic. So he's going to win leagues for people this year because he dropped a lot.
He definitely is. But also, don't forget, guys, TJ Hockenson, he's not back yet. He'll be back in a week. So just think, I mean, they're moving the ball around now. Imagine with one of your number one guys next to Justin Jefferson being out there, you know. So they're going to have T.J. Hockenson and Jay Jetta and Jordan Addison. This team's hot, man. But will that affect him fantasy-wise? I mean, I think it definitely will. I think it takes a little away from Justin Jefferson, but he's still going to get his. I think it just affects the lower guys. But Cooper – oh, yeah, go ahead. Talk about that real quick.
I was just going to say, I just disagree. I think with Hockenson coming back, you know he's going to get like six targets a game. That's just – Sam Darnold loves to – when he has a good tight end, he's been targeting them. I mean, he threw four passes to the tight ends this game, and Oliver got 10 points. So just think about that. When you got a good tight end like T.J. Hockenson, a top five tight end in the league, I just think he's going to take away from Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Naylor. So I don't know. Don't be expecting 20 points from these. I mean, Justin Jefferson, you can, but everybody else, Jordan Addison's only had one game above 10 points. So we were all getting on one of these guys for dropping him, and he really just hasn't been that good. I think he's like our wide receiver 62 this year. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, he's kind of like super comparable to Worthy on the Chiefs. Like, they're just kind of gadget guys and down the field passes. Like, they might have a game where they go off, but they're not going to be consistent. It's just, when you have small body types like that, with the exception of Tyreek Hill, you don't have guys like that go off on a consistent basis. Now, I know Alex was excited about Tyreek. He's finally relevant again.
Even though he only had 10 fantasy points, but it is what it is. It's okay. But good start, Calvin Ridley.
The team looked way better.
They did. No, it gives me hope to at least not be last. Maybe not get in the playoffs, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You win some, you lose some. But this next game, it's frustrating in some ways for some people, but also a big dub for others. Eagles 37 to Bengals 17. Jalen Hurts, although he cooked, he took so much away from Saquon Barkley. And it's just – that's what we expected, I think, when we talked about Saquon Barkley at the beginning of the year, that it would – like, he upgrades his team, but fantasy-wise, he's worse now because of Jalen Hurts. And I feel like we hadn't seen it until this game. Do you guys think that going forward, it's going to continue to be like this, where Saquon kind of decreases now, although he was on top of the world, it felt like, as a running back, because Jalen Hurts is just so lethal?
Go ahead. I tried to trade for Jalen Hurts so hard with. That's really the only reason we were in trade talks, because I wanted Jalen Hurts. Because this guy, don't get me wrong, I said it last week, he hadn't been playing good, but heck, you take away A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith for 2 weeks, quarterbacks ain't going to play very good if you ain't got them. So I knew he was going to do good. Now, 35 points, that's kind of tough. I hate to say that Matt had to play against him this week. It's just that tush push still works from the 1 yard line.
It makes me so mad.
But Saquon's still he's still going to be like a 15 points a game guy. He just was on the wrong end of like three runs there. You do have to consider, though, that he's not probably going to be putting up 20 a game like he had for that three-game stretch, because Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are going to get the ball. That's just – these are two guys that could be – A.J. is the one. Devontae could be a one on another team. So these are just two really elite guys. So Jalen Hurts, I think, is on the up for the rest of the year. Saquon's going to stay about the same. He'll be a top 10 running back. There's no point that you're ever going to say look at Saquon and be like, he's not a top 10 running back. Heck, we had him as a top 10 running back last year, and he was on the Giants the whole year. So that's just what I'm saying. And the Bengals defense, I'm probably going to lose in my other league because the Bengals got -4 points on defense. Absurd. I was like, the Eagles ain't scored more than 20 points all year. -4 points. What a joke. And it's because they kept turning the ball over on their own 50. But hey, Pittsburgh fan, it is what it is. And here we go. Classic. I just wanted to bring this up because Matt knows this pain. We're going back to the classic T. Higgins again, where he's going to ball out for 3 weeks and then he's going to be out for 3 weeks. It's just – there's no other player to compare this guy to, because it's the same thing every year. Every year it's the same exact – because when he's on, he's a 15 points a game guy. But when he's off, it's just awful. But, yeah, this was a bad game for Burrow, probably his first really bad one since the first week. Not going to dog him, but, yeah, that's – that, and it looks like Chase Brown's probably the RB1 for this team. That's about all I got.
Yeah, to your original question, I don't think it decreases Saquon, because he's consistently putting 15 points up a game. It's just he doesn't have the ceiling that a lot of these other running back ones do because of the stupid tush push. And like I was going against Jalen Hurts this week. He looked at least good. But from the beginning of the season, he's been pretty bad. But Avery's right. When you don't have your two receivers, I mean, it's hard to succeed in the NFL. You're going against such good defenders. But I'm of the same opinion that I don't think Jalen Hurts is that good. But in fantasy, he's fantastic because of the stupid tush push. And I hate it because it hurts the receivers because they're not targeting them in the red zone. It hurts Saquon because he's not getting the touchdown runs. It's literally only good for him. But that's beside the point. This game kind of sucked for fantasy because the Bengals kept turning the ball over, and it was on the positive side of the field for the Eagles. So they're just running the ball, and then they'd get in the end zone, or I mean in the red zone, and Jalen Hurts would just get the tush push. He had 3 touchdowns today on the tush push. So, I mean, he did have a good ball to Devontae, but other than that, really all of his fantasy points came from the tush push. But you can't take it away from him. He's going to get that every week. So, I mean, he's a guy that you can trade for if possible, and he's gonna be fantastic. If he has these 2 receivers, he is great. But when those 2 receivers are there, it does decrease the value for Saquon. So that's just the reality of the team. But the Eagles are they look like the old Eagles. So, I mean, that's good for fantasy because they're going to be putting up more points than they had early in the season. The Bengals just throw the game away. They were behind the whole game. And Joe Burrow, that interception to Chase, it was kind of a lucky pick. The defender just knocked it up to Gardner Johnson. He picked it, but it was just a rough game for the Bengals. I think they'll be fine next week. They're a weird team. They're either going to put up 40 or just suck. There's no in between. So it's kind of stinky to be a Bengals owner. I'm not going to lie.
They're a T. Higgins to a T, essentially, right? They're going to get you a ton. They're not going to get you any.
I was hoping you wouldn't even bring up T. Higgins because he's so frustrating. Avery has him in redraft. I have him in dynasty. He's been doing great, but it's either a hamstring or a quad, and that's going to keep him out for a week or 2, and then he'll come back and play limited snaps, and you'll have started him, and he'll only have played like 20% of snaps. He's the most frustrating player you can have in fantasy.
And he's the reason I played Nick Chubb. I mean, me and Alex were talking last week. We were like, we think the Browns can win this game. And, I mean, they put up 28 points. Not the worst play. But it's because T. Higgins, I was like, oh, this guy's a lock. And then he goes down. I'm like, who am I going to play? Devontae Smith put up 0.2 points last week. We got Anthony Richardson throwing the ball for the Colts. I was like, I'm just cooked. And so, Nick Chubb. And, no, I was also going to say this. Really, you take away Devontae Smith's 140-yard catch, which saying a lot, then you really don't have a good week that week either, like this week. So it's really worrisome for these pass catchers. They're probably going to get 10 a game, but I don't think their ceiling's super high. But, yeah, T. Higgins is just absolute joke show. I can't believe I drafted him again this year. I stayed away from Calvin Ridley, but I redrafted T. Higgins. I knew better, and I did it again. I did it again.
I fully agree with you on Devontae. He's a frustrating player because all the talent is there, but they just target AJ so much, and then Saquon gets a ton of work. He's a because any other team, he's a bona fide one in that offense, and this team, he just doesn't get the same workload. But yeah, I fully agree. I have him in dynasty as well. We kind of have alternating players in different leagues, but it's just kind of frustrating.
The life of a fantasy football player, it's awful. I wanted to say real quick before we jump to the next game that they didn't have Dallas Goedert in this game either. So, like, when you throw Dallas Goedert in there and this running team, these receivers lose a lot of fantasy value because if they're up, they're not throwing this ball. They're going to pound it on the ground. You know what I mean? So, it's just it's a unique team. You're going to have your big ceilings from these guys because they're great players. But you're going to have those low weeks, and you just got to own that, I guess, you know? They're kind of starting to turn into a 49ers in some ways, the Avengers. But this next game, I'm so excited to talk about because I called it. I called this game, and it feels good. The Browns beat the Ravens. Avery at first was like, dude, you sound ridiculous. What do you mean? But, boys, I just had a feeling in my gut. The Ravens second, like their defense is not what we thought it was at the beginning of the year. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why they haven't performed like they were an elite defense last year. So why this year is it different? But it seems like I was reading a stat that they let out so much touchdowns and so many like air yards deep, and that's what Jameis Winston is known for, right? And I know they don't have great receivers, but I figured they could do it, and boy did they pull through. Jameis Winston with 334 yards, 3 touchdowns in his first start of the season. I mean it. Are we overreacting? Like, do you think this is a waiver wire pickup of a quarterback? What do you think?
I don't necessarily think it's a waiver wire pickup just because of his interception issue. He's going to throw picks. He didn't this game, but he's going to. He throws the rock.
He fixed his eyes, though.
That's whatever. he throws the rock, and it's fantastic for if you have the Browns players. But I would just kind of stay away from Winston. Now, he could be a new man. I give it a couple weeks. He could not be throwing picks like he used to. But it's fantastic for the Browns catcher. I mean, David Njoku, he's got a new lease on life. He's a great tight end option, I think. He's going to get a ton of targets. And I know the waiver wire is not looking great for this upcoming week, but some of these Browns guys, if they're going to get this amount of targets, I mean, Cedric Tillman, he's a rookie. He was a rookie last year, and he didn't really pan out last year, but he looks good this year.
He does.
And especially with them not having Amari Cooper anymore, if he's going to get this amount of targets every game, he's a guy that can bust one loose for a touchdown. So he's worthy of a waiver pickup, in my opinion. I mean, there's a bunch of guys on your bench that aren't doing anything, and you just have them there for name value. So I would pick him up. But the guy I was most excited about is my boy, Mark Andrews.
Disgusting. Dude,
I didn't play him. I don't trust him still. But his work in the red zone has been phenomenal. And with how bad he started the season. I mean, he had two goose eggs. That's just not something you expected from him coming into the season. But he honestly looks like the old Mark Andrews. They're finally targeting him, especially in the red zone. So if this is going to continue, he's at least a guy that you can play on a weekly basis and have some content in your heart that he's not going to have 0 points like he did 2 weeks in a row. So I probably won't play him still, but I'm just excited that he's finally playing at the level we expected.
Yeah, not time.
I agree with you. I was going to say, though, I can't believe you didn't play him after 14 and 18 week. I probably would have played him after that. But, hey, I mean, who did you play instead? I don't even know who you played.
Evan Ingram.
And he had one point less, right?
Yeah, he still did good. So it was a tough decision. Those goose eggs that he put up early in the season, it's in the back of my head. And I can't – but I'm starting to trust him more, so he might be in the lineup. Yeah.
But, no, I think Jameis Winston could, if you really need a quarterback, if you're starting Anthony Richardson, then I'd probably go pick up Jameis Winston. Anthony Richardson's bad. He's bad.
Drop him.
Really the only thing I have from this game, besides what Matt said, Nick Chubb is the guy now. I don't know how that workload got distributed, but he had 16 carries. Now, he only got 52 yards, but we knew the Ravens' defensive line is what they're good at. We know their pass offense is awful, so that's to be expected. But I figured they'd get down like the 2 yard line, he'd run it in, but that didn't happen. Cedric Tillman, though, is a guy to know. He's a dog. If they're going to sling this rock, he's the guy. I thought it'd be Jerry Jeudy. Because I think Jerry Judy's going to get the one treatment, but maybe I could be wrong. That's why he left Denver, but now he's going to get it again in the Browns with a better quarterback. And then Zay Flowers did all right. Zay Flowers, you really got to look at it. Zay Flowers' production came off one really, really big play, like a 60-yard play from right at the end of the game when they were down. But, I don't know, David Njoku and Mark Andrews, I think you can finally start trusting them again. And other than that, that's about it. Also, how about some people that spent high picks on Justin Tucker for him just to suck this year? He just hasn't produced. Also, I wish I could finally – I've been picking up kickers left and right. I wish I could just get one that puts up 10 points a game. And I haven't had a 10-point kicker all year. Meanwhile, some people have kickers putting up 25, and I can't get a 10-point kicker. But what do I know?
I feel that in my heart.
It's just what I got. I mean, I didn't get beat by a 25-point kicker this week. I got beat because Jordan Mason ain't playing. But, I mean, these guys, they're putting up 20. Brandon Aubrey is a dog. He won't put up 25 this week, but, man, that guy's insane. So, yeah, that's just about it. That's all I got from.
Maybe you just need to put in a waiver wire pick for Austin Siebert instead of Kareem Hunt. Maybe that's what you should have done, even though it hurts my heart that I have to say that just in general. But Austin Siebert's helping me out a little bit.
Hey. He went off this week. He went off.
I mean, he's number one or two kicker. But you know what? Kareem Hunt's not that great, right? Doesn't matter. Well, but this game, I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it, dude. I should have Kareem Hunt on my freaking team. It is what it is. I did want to say, I think this is so important, and me and Matt have talked about this before. If the Ravens have a matchup where they're pass dependent and it's going to be like a close game, you can almost – guarantee to start Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews because Lamar will get them the ball. I mean, I know Derrick Henry's you're going to start him no matter what, but For me, I have Zay Flowers on my bench, and it's risky because sometimes these guys don't do well. But if they're in a close game, Zay Flowers back at like multiple games at 100 plus yards without a touchdown. So if he gets a touchdown in a game, and you know Mark Andrews is going to get one, I mean, this team can be elite. So another team that's elite, the Lions are looking scary. 52-14 against a good Titans defense. Like, this Titans defense is legit. Their rankings will go down after this week because they got slaughtered, but it is what it is. Before I jump to throw it to you guys, I wanted to say Calvin Ridley, now that DeAndre Hopkins is gone, and with Mason Rudolph, could be like a flex, honestly. Could be a good flex option. I mean, the dude had 15 targets. I know they were down, so they were just throwing the ball anyways. But 15 targets is unreal with 143 yards. No touchdowns. The guy did great, and they have let him run the ball a few times. So I know you'll talk about the Lions, both of you, but run it up for me. What we got?
I was just going to say this real quick. I saw this game at 4. I got done with church, walked in, and saw it was 14-14. I thought, there's no way the Titans can keep up with the Lions. This just ain't possible. And I was 1,000% right. Mason Rudolph had 18 fantasy points at 14-14. I believe that was right at the first quarter. He ended with 19. Yeah. I just ain't it. Calvin Ridley's not a flex play because these guys are just so bad. Like, it's the offense is so bad. That's Tony Pollard was offered to me in a trade. I just don't want any piece of the Titans offense. It's just a bad offense, a bad team. Their defense is decent, but when you give the Lions the ball on every three and out, your offense is going to just – or your defense is going to start sucking eventually. The Lions, there's just not much to say. You're going to play these guys.
All of them.
Freaking David Montgomery had a passing touchdown today. These guys are just joking around. These guys are they're winning by so much, they just get to joke around at the end of the game. Like, these games aren't even close, and they just – it's like you put in the third string in high – it's like when we got to watch a third stringers play in high school football, and you're like, oh, that's funny. That's essentially what these guys are doing. They're just going out there and killing everybody. But, yeah, that's – they would have done even better if it could have – I knew if it was a close game, this was going to be a crazy fantasy score because no one plays Titans players. Everyone plays the Lions players, but it's another – I don't know if the Lions are going to have a close game, so that's just a fact.
I agree with that.
If you played any of the Lions guys, you're probably pretty happy. Amon Ra kind of got hurt by the game script. They're just ahead by so much that there wasn't a need to pass the ball. And I had Jahmyr Gibbs. I thought it was going to be a nuclear game, and then they return a kickoff for a touchdown. It's just – it wasn't the day for them to get an extended workload, but you're happy with all the guys. Jared Goff looks great. I know we were kind of down on – coming into the year, we expected him to be great, and then he kind of had a down first couple weeks, but now he's looking great. So if you needed a quarterback, he'd be a good option. If he is on the waiver wire, he might not be, but – in a lot of 10-team leagues, he might be on the waiver wire. So it's at least worth taking a look at. But, yeah, it's a great game for the Lions.
Yeah, he's on our waiver wire, I'm pretty sure, because I was looking for quarterbacks to change out for Anthony Richardson. So if you got Anthony Richardson, drop the dude. Go get somebody else.
The only tough part is they run the ball so darn much.
Yes.
That's the only bad part about Goff. But he's very efficient. He still throws for three. Like this game, he threw for three touchdowns. He didn't have a ton of yards, but he still had three touchdowns. So, and that was with David Montgomery throwing one. So he's at least a guy that you can feel there's a high floor for him, which is great in fantasy.
Yeah, if they're playing a good team, honestly, you probably want to play Jared Goff because he can at least keep up still and make it a good game. I mean, they're not a bad offense at all. And really, their defense isn't that bad. A game that I almost don't even want to talk about, to be honest with you. I'm going to be real. I just don't even like – we might even just skip this. But Colts versus Texans, Anthony Richardson just makes me so mad. I don't understand as an NFL quarterback how you can throw 32 passes and complete 10. When some of those are like dink and dunk, some of those are check downs. Like, brother, you threw 32 passes and you completed 10? What? How? Like, how do you do that? I bet if we threw Avery out there, he could complete 11.
Don't even – I went out there in intramurals and balled out. You know.
So it just makes you mad. Anthony Richardson has the upside and potential to be such a good fantasy quarterback because he is such an athlete and his arm is like a cannon. But that cannon couldn't hit a huge ship if it was right next to it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to throw this game to you guys. Just touch on it a little bit. Joe Mixon's a dog, and I hate Anthony Richardson. So
yeah, you kind of hoped Anthony Richardson would be like a bigger, stronger Lamar Jackson. Not even close. He can't hit the broadside of a barn. It is honestly crazy, though, that he completed 10 passes and got to 175 yards. That shows how big of a cannon he has. It's just the most inaccurate cannon you've ever seen. And if you have any of the Colts receivers, I'm sorry, because you can't choose which one it's going to be, because he's only going to complete 10 or under on passes. So it's just a shot in the dark. It could be Alec Pierce, who gets an 80-yard touchdown, or it could be Josh Downs, as it was this game. But it was good to see Jonathan Taylor came back, and he looked good. So, I mean, that's one bright side for the Colts. The Texans, it was good to see Stroud finally – or, I mean, played good from compared to last game. He had 86 yards last game. So, it's great to see he came back and played well. I know a lot of people were kind of down on Tank Dell, which he's struggled this year. So, it was good to see him get a touchdown. He only had 4 catches for 35 yards. So, that's not what you want to see when their top options out of the offense. But you said it, Joe Mixon's a dog. If he stays healthy, he's going to be great. Stephon Diggs, he looked good as well. So
he did get hurt. I did want to throw it out there. Stephon Diggs, he did get hurt. I don't know what the injury is, but he didn't play a lot of the game near the end there. So huge for Tank Dell owners, huge. Because if Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs is out, he's the guy. You know what I mean?
You say that, but
– You don't think so?
I don't know, man. We expected him to get a lot more work, and he has gotten more work with Nico out, and he just hasn't produced. He put a goose egg up last week. So it's tough to trust Tank Dell. He's had a really bad dropping issue this year. He's dropped a ton of balls. Now, I really don't know if he's a one. I really don't. I don't think he's even a two. And okay. I know that's tough to say, but he's an undersized guy, kind of how we were talking about with Worthy. I don't think an undersized guy can really be a one unless your name is Tyreek Hill. Now, I don't know if you share the same opinion, Avery, but I love Tank Dell coming into the year, and he has just been a – I have him in 2 other leagues, and he's disappointed me all year. Avery's got something cooking up right now, but he's just been disappointing.
I'm just disappointed in the Texans in general. Don't get me wrong. Nico Collins is an absolute dude, but C.J. Stroud – you draft this guy in the second or third round in a dynasty league and probably the 5th round, and he's probably right after Alex Houston took Anthony Richardson in the 4th round. Can you imagine? If you didn't, you better
– God, bro, dude. Next game, bro.
You better count your blessings. You took Jaden Daniels, or your team would be an utter
– It'd be bad. It'd be bad.
Anyway, this guy has been the last couple weeks, 23, 29, 14, 15, 7, 25, 16, and 8. Like, this guy just hasn't been good. This guy's been awful, honestly. I know they're missing Nico Collins. I get that. But he hasn't been a top 20 quarterback in the last – it's just been 5 weeks. It's been 5 weeks, and like you said, he had 86 yards last game. He still only ended with 12 points in fantasy. That's not a good game. And then let's just call it what it is. Joe Mixon's an absolute dog, workhorse. Tank Dell, I agree with you 100%. This guy's just not a number one and might not be a number two. Stephon had 10 fantasy points, and he went out in like the first or second, early in the second quarter. And Tank Dell, you said he was going to step up, Alex, but he's supposed to have been stepped up. He was supposed to be the number two guy on this team, and he hasn't stepped up for 3 weeks, even when he was healthy. But that's kind of my rant on them. Dalton Schultz is still – don't know where he went from last year. Just an absolute disappointment. But yeah, that's about it. And then Anthony Richardson, I don't even think I need to add my. I knew that was a bad pick. That's my don't draft guy of the year. And you did it anyways. You did it anyways after we went golfing. And I told you, I said, do not draft Anthony Richardson in the 4th round. And you said, I'm gonna do it anyway. I said, so be it. If you get beat this week, you started him.
God, dude.
So be it. But yeah, Jonathan Taylor, one of my favorite players. Good player. I like him. I hate that he gets hurt so much, but I like the guy. That's about it. Also, idiot, I didn't start Josh Downs, but when you complete 10 passes, I can't start anybody on this team because it could have easily been Michael Pittman or Alec Pierce that caught the four deep balls. It's just a rant. You can't start any of these guys, really.
Yeah, you're 100% right there. You can't start, especially with how high – or Pittman wasn't drafted super high, but where you did draft him, what a bust. I mean, he's a good player, but he's a good player, but he's just been a huge – and I hadn't even thought about CJ's fantasy performance, really, but it's been terrible. It really has been. I kind of see him in the same light as Patrick Mahomes. He's a good NFL quarterback, but for fantasy, he's kind of struggling.
You would think
I'm just gonna mute this guy. I'm just gonna mute this guy, bro. I'm gonna get him off here.
And also wouldn't have drafted Michael Pittman.
Dude, I don't even want to I don't even hear it, bro. This year's been awful.
I forgot you drafted
Listen, Pittman. you know, we're just gonna move on to the next game. I don't even have words to describe the furiousness or the fury I have in these freaking the Colts team as a whole. Just what a bum. Like what a bust. I thought it was going to be the best stack.
Put Joe in. Come on.
Jeez, bro.
I would love – once we really need to make an episode and recap our drafts and what went wrong.
Everything, dude.
That team, that's positive. But for us, too, it's like, what went wrong? Yeah. What's been the problem?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, injuries. That derailed your guys' seasons. And it happens to every – you kind of have to get lucky in fantasy, honestly. Yeah. You just got to stay healthy, and that's the main thing.
It is what it is. All right, we got a few more games left, so we'll kind of touch on them a little bit quicker. We're trying to get them all in, but, man, what a lot of games we've got here. Green Bay, though, Jordan Love, I think this is the biggest thing. Jordan Love got hurt, what, first quarter? I don't know what the injury was. Hurt. Okay.
It was his groin.
Was it?
Yeah, his bread basket.
Poor guy. We only had five fantasy points. The biggest thing, I think, from this team, though, and Matt and me talked about it a few podcasts ago. So if you want to go back and hear the truth and the facts that we laid down, Josh Jacobs, ever since then, has been a unit, a specimen. The dude is balling. Talk about 127 yards and two touchdowns. And the game before, I think last week's game, he had 100-plus yards, maybe not a touchdown, but – Josh Jacobs is looking good, dude.
I told you, the amount of work he gets, he's going to get in the end zone.
He has to.
You were getting down on him, but he, especially if Jordan Love is going to miss a couple weeks, I mean, he's going to get a huge workload. So their team might not do as good, but his workload is going to be there. And honestly, that's what you want in fantasy football. Chuba Hubbard's on a terrible team. And he's just gotten such a big workload that it's worked out for him. So you've got to be happy with his workload.
Let me give you stats from when Jordan Love missed. This is his slate.
Here we go.
13, 5, 9, 15, and 10. So this guy goes from a guy that can put up 20 to a guy that puts up 10 a game. So if Jordan Love's out, don't expect these 20-point games again. Just go back to 10-point games until he's
I disagree.
Back.
This is the negative energy we
I disagree. Malik Willis looked amazing.
The facts are the facts. This guy doesn't – and that's the whole offense in general, though. When your starting quarterback goes out, you just don't do it. It's just – so this guy –
Unless you're Malik Willis.
I probably was a little low on him. He did fine. He did good the last 2 weeks. I'm still not a Josh Jacobs believer. But if Jordan Love misses 2 or 3 more weeks, this guy's just going to be a 10-point scorer, you know, which ain't bad. I wish I had consistent 10.4. That's about all I got.
He's not wrong though. Jaden Reed, if Malik Willis is in the game, throw at all the pass catchers. You can't hardly start any of them. Their whole game plan with Malik Willis is just limit his throws. He's not going to throw much at all. So it'll basically be Josh Jacobs, and that's about it. Yeah. Which sucks because Tucker Kraft has looked great.
Yes,
and he was a waiver pickup from Avery. And a lot of other people, and he's looked great. So that's
ever since I picked up Tyler Kraft, apparently Kyle Pitts wants to ball out. So
they're competing. They're competing for that starting spot.
Should just put them both in at flex. But the other thing about this game, Christian Kirk got hurt in the third quarter. Yep. Brian Thomas and Evan Engram are just going to get the ball. It's just as simple as that. Play these guys. Brian Thomas has been a dog this year.
Yeah.
So that's about. That's about it.
Tank Bigsby looks good.
Yeah. Not, I mean, he had 18 carries for 78.
Yeah.
He's going to get the workload, which,
yeah.
I mean, you got him for nothing, so people have got to
yeah,
be happy.
True. ETN's also a bust this year kind of right now.
ETN's been hurt, and their coach said that you don't lose your start, you don't lose your spot because of an injury. So when ETN does come back, he's going to get work. Now, I told Alex this the last podcast. This might be a three-split backfield because the Ernest Johnson isn't a bad back either. So this is just a cluster backfield when Travis Etienne comes back that I don't want a part of either.
Yeah, that is true. When they are down, they put the Ernest Johnson in because he's a much better pass-catching back. So that does suck. But as just staying in the present here, Tank Bigsby at least is offering good value for what you got him for.
I definitely agree. Yeah. I also drafted Travis Etienne. So
this guy's draft was booty.
Yeah. Guys, listen, it was awful. But I have come back from the trenches. I'm 2-5. You know what I mean?
Only because you've been – if we had competent people in this fantasy league, your team would be in the gutter. You better be glad we got some guys that are willing to trade dirt for gold and we have to beat
them. I'm just a good salesman.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. We got guys that this – we just had a guy trade Cortland Sutton for Travis Etienne. What are we doing? What are we doing in this league?
A dude who traded Juwan Jennings for Najee Harris. I don't even want to talk about that one. I mean, that could pan out, but like, bro, come on.
It could pan out if he gets healthy again. But
at the time, Brandon Ayuk, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, at the time, it's indefensible.
It was just dumb.
Your team was
It was bad. It was bad, boys. Michael Pittman for George Pickens?
We've got some idiots in our league, but that's besides the point.
So abuse your teammates if you can. That's pretty much what we're saying. Just, yeah. Rocks for gold any day of the week. All right, we got a few more. I think we got six more games here. Big highlight of this next game, Cardinals versus Dolphins, which came down to a field goal, right? Didn't it come down to a field goal, I thought? A few games today came down to a field goal. Kyler Murray balled out a little bit there. And it translated to Marvin Harrison Jr. And Trey McBride looked really good in this game, although I played him, so that kind of sucked. So that was the nice side of the Cardinals. But the Dolphins, with Tua back, he just makes his team so fantasy relevant. I don't know. It's not like Tua is just a good quarterback necessarily, but he knows the system so well and he's been there. I mean, what do you think, like, talk about this a little bit, because it's kind of a question that is hard for me to answer. Because I know Tua's not a top 10 guy, maybe not even a top 15 guy sometimes. But he makes his team so good in fantasy. I mean, what's the difference here?
I think he – I mean, I'm not a big Tua fan, but I think he is a top 15 quarterback.
Yeah.
He basically, what it boils down to is they've developed such a good timing with each other that they just put up fantasy points. And I think Tua is kind of like Brock Purdy. He's got a lot of good players around him. But I will say Brock Purdy, he's played pretty good without his top guys. So, I mean, I'll drop that conversation. We don't need that. But Tua is a good quarterback, and with him, this offense looks so much better. Mm-hmm. Raheem Mostert, he didn't have a ton of yards, but when this offense is full swinging, he's going to get a lot of red zone carries, which is fantastic. So you can play him in your flex. I mean, he had two touchdowns today, so you're ecstatic about that. Devon Achane, when Raheem Mostert is getting work, when they're together, he just looks great. Achane looks great. And he's involved in the passing game a ton, which is great. Basically, all the Dolphins players you're ecstatic about besides Waddle, he has kind of had an injury pop up, so you need to watch for that because, I don't know, Waddle's a scary guy because he'll have a huge game and then he'll be non-relevant. So, but Tyreek Hill, both running backs, I think you can play Tua consistently now. So you've got to be happy if you're a Dolphins owner. Yeah, I bet Alex wishes he had Tua.
Can you play Tua?
I don't need to, but yeah, you can. But you're happy if you have any of the Dolphins guys because it looks like the team's finally back together. And Kyler was kind of sucking there, but now it looks like he had a good game here. Hopefully they can build on that. The Cardinals are, if Kyler has a bad game, if James Conner has a bad game, so does the rest of the team. And Trey McBride, he looked good, so that's great for where you drafted him because he was number one tight end off the board in a lot of places. Yeah. So you want to see him continue that success. Marvin Harrison looked great, which is fantastic because he's been a pretty big disappointment for a lot of people drafting him in the early second round. So James Conner, he's going to do his thing. He's going to be consistent for you. And that's about it. Hopefully Marvin Harrison will continue this rest of the season.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I got out for Marvin solely because it's just too inconsistent as a rookie. I mean, his last three games, 4-0, 3-20. Like, you just can't start a guy doing that. Hopefully he can be more consistent, but I got out on him just because it was just too much. I couldn't do that all the time. But, yeah, Kyler Murray did not look to have a good game. Ended with 22 fantasy points, though, so – and he should have had another he tried to Superman over the line of scrimmage, but when you're 5'3" or whatever, he's a foot four. You ain't jumping over the line. I watched it, and he didn't even get up high enough. He's too short. It's just a fact. But Tua's back. I think Tua is the butt end of the top 15 quarterbacks. I think he makes his team better because he's not Tyler Huntley, and he's not whoever the other guy was.
Skyler Thompson, yeah.
I don't know who it is, but it's just bad. It's just bad quarterback play. But, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. James Conner, you're going to keep playing, and all these Dolphins are going to play because of the upside. So, that's really about all I got on there. And no, that's what I'm looking. Trey McBride's his dog. I wish I could have got him, but I wasn't taking him to the top of the third. Maybe I should have.
Maybe you should. It is what it is. All right. Patriots and Jets. Biggest thing from this is the Jets are booty, honestly. They're just bad. But Drake May did – what was it, a concussion you guys said? I believe it was. But Ramondre Stevenson kind of, I mean, popped off there. Maybe not in terms of yards. 20 carries, 48 is awful. Really, it's just the touchdowns that kind of elevated him in this game and the two-point conversion. But, I mean, the Jets are just – I don't even know how to talk about the Jets, honestly, with the talent they have, you know?
I'll give you the Jets talk. They're just bad. They're a bad coach. Aaron Rodgers is a bad quarterback. Now, I think Garrett Wilson caught that ball. I think Garrett Wilson caught the ball at the end of the game. Like, that second-to-last play, I thought he caught it. But, man, the Jets are bad. I don't think they know what they're doing. Breece Hall is not an efficient runner. Braylon Allen's really not just – I mean, he's good, but he's not big enough to really be a prime-time back. And so you just got guys that are just – it's just a discombobulation. Like we said, we don't really like Aaron Rodgers on the show. We're never going to have him on here, so we can say it anyways.
We could.
We don't like Aaron Rodgers. It's just a fact. I never liked him at Green Bay. He doesn't take responsibility for nothing. And if you're the quarterback, you're the head of the team. And if however the quarterback is how, like, you know, they say, like, the defense is one way and the offense is one way. Well, your quarterback is like the head engine. And if your quarterback has a bad attitude, doesn't take accountability, then why should anybody else? I mean, come on now. It's as simple as that. You had a defense that hasn't played as good since they fired their head coach. That was a bad fire. And I saw this one. It's like they went and traded for Devontae Adams. It's like putting duct tape over a broken dam. It's just not going to work. Yeah. So they're just a bad team. There's just not else to say. And they got to cut this kicker. Greg Zuerlein has missed like 4 field goals in 4 games from 30 yards or closer. It's just insane.
And he's old.
That, other than that, on the other side of the ball, Ramondre Stevenson, I don't know how he has a job. He's also a highly inefficient runner, but he always does good when he gets in the red zone. That's that. And Hunter Henry, you can't really play unless Drake May's playing. That's about it.
Yeah, you can't play any pass catcher unless Drake May's in the game for the Patriots. And then you said it, Stevenson, he's not good. He averaged 2 yards a carry this game. He just happened to get the 2 touchdowns. He looked terrible. And then on the Jets side, full agreeance, I highly dislike Aaron Rodgers. I hate his attitude. Put him beside the point. He's not going to be relevant for fantasy. So now the 2 running backs, what you don't want to see is Braylon Allen getting as many carries as he did. He had 12 carries. And this is not the Lions backfield where both runners can have success. Breece Hall would have had a great day unless – Braylon Allen didn't get that red zone carry, and he did. So it took the touchdown away from Breece Hall. So that made you not happy about his week. So Devontae Adams has tanked as well. Him being on this team, I think it decreases his value a ton. And Garrett Wilson, he had a good game, but I feel like it's going to be inconsistent. It could be Devontae one game, and then it could be Garrett Wilson. So it's – I would – I just hate the Jets. I hate their whole system. They shouldn't have fired Saleh. It's a stupid move. It basically made – I don't know if it's true, but in my opinion, it made the defense not play as hard because they loved Saleh, and they just fired him because of Aaron Rodgers' mistakes, in all honesty. And I don't think I don't think he should have been fired. I think it was a stupid decision, but it is what it is.
I agree with that.
I just point out, are we done? Did you have any other comments about the game, Alex?
No, Jets suck.
No, it was a bad game. It was a bad game, yeah.
I just want to point out something. While we've been talking, CeeDee Lamb had 12 points at half. CeeDee Lamb now has 33.1 points, and Parker projected to win that game. And CeeDee Lamb is absolutely nuclear. He has two touchdowns. Is going. We'll recap that tomorrow night.
No this way.
There are guys in my other league blowing it up right now because he has went nuclear. I mean, they're going to lose the game, but he's went nuclear.
Listen, second half of the season, people wrote off Dak Prescott. People wrote off CeeDee Lamb last year, and the entire second half of the season was an MVP season for Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb almost. I mean, I don't know why, but the Cowboys' second half always seems to be so much better. So I think that's what's going to happen exactly to the same team, you know? That's insane. CD, baby. That's what you drafted him for. I wish we would have drafted him, maybe. I don't know. All right, we've got, let's see here, 1, 2, 4 more games, so we'll just touch on them really quickly. We'll kind of just jump over this one because the Saints suck, to be honest. So shout out Alex Roden. But Chargers whooped up on the Saints. It looked like an awful game most of the game. But Justin Herbert looked good finally. And my boy Ladd McConkey. Huh? What do you think?
He's a talented player. He's just struggled with injuries. So I don't think you can really trust him on a weekly basis. And they just run the ball so dang much. It's hard to play Herbert or any of the pass catchers. But it was good to see him have success. And you're right, the Saints suck, and I'll leave it at that. Good thing you got out of the Kamara business because it looks terrible now.
I was just going to say, I thought Kamara is going to be fine once Derek Carr comes back. I mean, he had like 15 this game, which ain't awful. But to keep it short, the Saints defense sucks. And really, the Chargers, Justin Herbert's a good quarterback, so he's going to play good. But this team's not that great either. They're really one more draft away from being contenders.
I agree with that. No, that's fair. I mean, they're not a bad team, and they got a good coach. All right, Bills, Seahawks. Seahawks, I think, Avery, you said it, and you hit it on the nail. This team is kind of – I mean, I know they don't have DK, and that's a big piece of the team, but I don't know. They're just not as good as I think we thought they might have been for that stretch. And I think now we're kind of seeing the true team here, especially without DK. Zach Charbonnet had more fantasy points than Kenneth Walker. I didn't even realize that. What's that all about, right? I mean – Kenneth Walker just didn't have a good day against a Bills run defense that's not that great, I thought. So maybe I'm wrong on that side there. But James Cook had a great day. And I think the biggest shocker for me is Amari Cooper. What's that about, boys?
You just got to give it time with Amari Cooper. He's getting implemented in the offense.
Yeah, I was just going to keep it short. James Cook's going to keep doing this because for some reason this Bills offense just runs the ball. So unless they just get down, Josh Allen's probably just going to keep it like 20 points a game. I think that's his ceiling and his floor right now is just 20 because they're not letting him throw the ball a ton. He's only thrown one pick this season, and that's about it. Don Kincaid finally looked good. He finally had a double-digit game. And other than that, yeah, I think the Seahawks are frauds. I thought they were frauds because they played the four easiest teams to start the year. I don't think you're going to be above 500 this year.
Valid take, honestly. Keon Coleman kind of has gotten better since Amari Cooper. So be a guy you could probably trade for, honestly. Be looking out for that because they're a good team. I'm on the Bo Nix train. There's no question about it. I'm riding this train. I love the guy. I'm all about him. Bo Nix all day, Bo Nix every day. Okay? Listen, the man is a dog. And I got hated on in our Dynasty League chat. But let me tell you something, they can back off because my boy had 284 yards through the air, 3 touchdowns, and a touchdown on the ground. Wow. Rookie of the year candidate right there.
Man, you know, but make me I'm not the conductor yet. I'll let you be the conductor. But I'm second in command right now. We've slowly moved. We were off the train week 2. We were like, this guy's washed. Man, we got back on the train. and we have built our way up. I'm shoveling the coal into the fire right now. We're all steam, all gas, no brakes. This Broncos right. team is not just the cream of the crop. I mean, he's doing it with guys like Courtland Sutton and Lil Humphrey. Lil Jordan Humphrey. So, I mean, just to keep it short, we're back on the train, baby. The Panthers suck. I mean, they're just bad. But yeah. then again, your top two pass catchers are out. Again, you can't expect them to do a ton. But, man, dog.
Javonte Williams' cheeks again? So.
All I got to say, yeah, freaking bit him. Yeah, whatever. And, yeah, Javonte Williams is bad. And because they play the Saints. If you're playing the Saints, play your running backs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you have to say about Bo Nix before we go to this last game?
I'm trying, baby.
I'm happy for him. He played a good game. It was against a terrible defense. So yeah. I would just limit your expectations for next week. He's going to offer a high floor just because of his rushing ability and fantasy. So he looks like a good quarterback. So I'll give you that.
Yeah. The Chiefs will be 15-2, and the two losses will be to Bo Nix. So
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hop on the train while you can, my friend. Last game, really, this guy is the true rookie of the year. He's on my bench, so it makes me even more mad to discuss this game. And Anthony Richardson started, so it's just a bad week. But Jaden Daniels threw a Hail Mary to win the freaking game. What a comeback. 326 yards and a touchdown and 52 on the ground. Jaden Daniels is the guy, right? Other than that, the Chicago Bears, really, it was just DeAndre Swift. I mean, DJ Moore I thought would do well, but this Washington Commanders defense is kind of a little sneaky good now. What you got?
Just to point out, I said this Bears team was overrated to begin with. I said they played one of the easiest schedules to start the season, and I knew. I mean, this team just – I'm going to try to keep it short as I can, but this team just – wasn't that good to begin with. I mean, you got guys, they play the Titans, the Texans, the Colts, the Rams, the Panthers, the Jags. And it's just a bad schedule. And now they got to go in the NFC North. I just don't think they're going to get it done this year. They'll develop, but their O-line's so bad. It's just so bad. And on the other hand, Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback. He gets it done. So that's about it. That's all I got. Scary Terry, keep playing him. He's a wide receiver one. And
100%.
And DeAndre Swift is a running back one. So. I mean, you play these guys. It's just – that's how it is. It's the reality. That's play them.
What a turnaround for a bad team, honestly.
Can't believe Matt had to get off. I was going to wear this for Jaden Daniels. Give him the rookie of the year.
That's why I like to – that's why I see – hey, you heard it here first. Rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix?
No, it's Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels
without a question.
I mean, this Commander team was bad last year. Yeah. He has turned this thing around. And it's really kind of the same – it's really kind of the same cast and crew, honestly. And he's just crazy what one quarterback can be a difference in.
Honestly, yeah.
He gets the crown from there.
That's what I'd like to see. The crown for that. You look good in it. You look good in it, Mr. Avery. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. Shout out to the Minecraft mug. What a classic clip to end with. Thank you for joining Takeology. We got through all games today. And tomorrow we will catch you talking about Monday Night Football and a little bit more of some Takeology. You guys have a great rest of your day today, and we will see you very soon. We out.